the Hanesboro and the gods of Mount Olympus, I, Mercury, do formally declare these Olympic Games open. Woo! And the games begin. Woo!
Teams of two race down Dalton City's main street, which is covered in fresh snow from the night before. One kid pulls the other, riding the sled, then they switch halfway and race back. After that, it's the curling event, using frozen chickens as curling stones.
Cannot make contact with the Swiffer and the chicken.
So it's not like hockey in a puck.
It's
bocce with brooms.
Yeah. Broom bocce.
The Winter Games is also known for the chili cook-off. This year, four chefs vied for the winning medal, and all four crock pots were cleaned out by the end.
I'm Gina Randles. This is chili number two, which is one of the ones with a little bit less spice because we're trying to make it so that everyone can have some. In past years, we've had like white chili, we've had green chili, we've had red chilies. It looks like we only have red chilies this year, but we've got so many great cooks in this town. And everyone's got their own unique recipe. And so putting together the chili cook-off is part of my favorite part of the Winter Games.
In the final event, teams of kids and some adults race to build a fire and heat up a paint can of water to make tea.
I'm Tom Morfitt, and this is the tea-making event. And it's a test of how fast you can build a campfire and make tea. So the point is that we don't cut any fingers off and no one gets a second or third degree burn. If we get through without either of those happening, it's a big win.
Put it in there.
No, it's firing.
It's firing.
It's firing.
It's getting a fire. Come on.
We have a boil, guys. Oh, guys, it's boiling.
Yes.
And we also didn't do it with any grown-up help.
The Winter Games finished up with a medal ceremony where all participants received a medal, a tinfoil-wrapped cookie, a sweet ending to a fun day in the snow. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.